Let's go. Man, what's happening, man? It's your boy, the DJ Spit Some, your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ. And this is Street Muscles Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. You hear me? But we're going to go ahead and do a continuation, man. We are heading to L.A. to visit with William Reed, who will be calling in real shortly. Let's go ahead and get into this Murray with Quicksand. Keep it up.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
Hey, what's happening, man? It's your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite my fault, man. Listen, I am under the weather, you hear me? No COVID, though. Now, I mean, it's cold. I mean, it's a simple cold. Know what I mean? But listen, this is your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ, did the DJ Spit Some. And this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com for all your holistic needs. Make sure you visit www.blackchickmagic.com or contact Kia Davis via Facebook. Now, If you want your music played up in the lineup, make sure you email us at TheOfficial. That is spelled TheOfficial. If you can't spell official, you should not be your artist. That is spelled SPITSUMRADIO. But phew, we're finna go ahead and take off to LA with the homie William Reed. What's happening with you, homie?
What's good with you, bro?
Man, you already know, man. We cooling over here, man. So, for those that don't know about William Reed, go ahead and tell us a little something about your player.
Oh, man, I don't know where to begin, man. Born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri. Moved out to L.A. about 6 years ago with nothing, man, like 500 bucks in my pocket, knowing I was going to be homeless, knowing I was going to be all this other stuff, man. So I just said, look, I got to do something because I knew where I was at wasn't going to get me where I wanted to go, you know. So I just was like, look, man, I 11 o'clock that morning, I decided to leave. 11 o'clock that night, I left, man, and 6 years ago, haven't looked back since, you know. So it's just that grind, bro. It's just saying, look, man, whatever happens, I'm willing to accept the fact and just keep on pushing through, man, no matter what they say, no matter what they think. So it's just a different feel, man, when you reach a different level of understanding about yourself, man. And now you can express that music, man, you know. Like we're starting to see a new world come out, man, you know, where you're seeing these artists, man, and just they looking at the beauty of it. You know, and it's starting to become something more than what it was, you know. So I'm excited to be a part right now, man. It's kind of like what a time to be alive, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I'm ecstatic to do that, man. But just to give a little background of my music, I'm operatically trained. So I ride that vowel, man, that cornic vowel. So that's really how I was taught with my vocal coaches. So I have a 6-octave range, man. So basically meaning that anything that a man can sing, I can sing, and anything that a female can sing, I can also sing. And that's virtually every note. Anybody that does music, like that's went to school for music theory, my transition note is an F5. So that's almost unheard of just as a male singer to be able to do that. And so for me, man, it's just putting everything I have into what I do, man. And if the song is about crying or sadness, if it don't make me cry, how can I make somebody else feel that?
Oh, that's dope.
And if it does, like if it don't get me wanting to clean the house hype, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you just got, you listen to the right song at the right time and you just get out of bed and you want to clean something that's been dirty or something. If I can't give that to you, then it's no point for me to play my music. You know, I feel like I'm that big brother kind of guy. You know when you never felt comfortable talking to your parents about something. I'm like, my music should be there for you when nobody else is.
I like that a lot, man.
That's just where I'm at mentally, man. Where I feel comfortable expressing that. You know, I've been through so much just to get out here, let alone to stay out here, man. And I tell people all the time, man, if you're going to L.A., man, come be prepared. But because what angels attract the demons, bro. We in the city of angels, bro. Angels attract demons, bro. You know, and you got to be prepared for that piece. Because they're going to test your weaknesses. They're going to find them and test them. And you come out here thinking one thing and doing something different, man. But if you stay forward and say, I know why I came out here, it changes everything. You know,
I like that.
And
I like that a lot, man. So listen, man, since you talk so high of your vocals, you know, go ahead and tell us a little something about this Blue Ocean Floor. Do you know it's 7 minutes and 18 seconds long?
Oh, man, that's JT's. That's a cover song, man. That's one of my favorite songs to sing because JT has like a 4-octave range and he hits his falsettos very quickly, and I work a lot on I do yodeling, man. So I work a lot on yodeling to make sure to flip my voice on during the right time. I'm getting too technical, but I love this song because he hits a lot of high notes in there, and a lot of those, if you listen, the high notes that he's hitting in his head voice, I'm hitting in my chest voice. So that just kind of shows my range and all that stuff, man. But some of this is just, a lot of it's just that beginning work, man. So it's still me getting the nerves out, being fully prepared to express myself, you know what I'm saying? Show my vulnerability the way I want to show my vulnerability and show my masculinity the way I want to show my masculinity, you know? And that's what Blue Ocean Floor is about.
That's what it do, man. So listen, without further ado, go ahead and introduce it to our listeners.
All right. This is JT, Justin Timberlake's cover song, New Blue Ocean Floor. I'm singing it, man. I hope you enjoy it.
Let's do it.
And under the water you scream so loud, but the 20,000 leagues away, catch up to you on the same day. Travel at the speed of light, thinking thoughts but at the same time. Heartbeats at a steady pace, I'll let the rhythm show me the way. No one can find us here, fade out and disappear. If my red eyes don't see you, and I can't hear the white noise to send your heartbeats out to the blue ocean.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block, it's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip-hop, and R&B music.
I definitely like that, man. Listen, for those who just not tuning in, man, you already know this is your favorite cousin, your favorite nephew, but most of all, your favorite DJ. This is DJ Spitzel, and this is Street Monsters Radio Season 2, presented by IFM Radio Nation. Make sure you visit our website at www.ifm-radio.com for all your holistic needs. Please visit www.blacktickmagic.com or contact Kia Davis via Facebook, man. If you want your music played in the lineup, make sure you email us at The Official. That is spelled The Official. If you can't spell official, you should not be an artist. That is spelled Street Sumradio. But listen, man, we are in L.A. with the vocalist, William Reed, man. What's up with you, bro?
What's good with you? What's good with you?
Man, listen, man. What is your musical background like, man? So growing up, who was your favorite artist growing up, and who really inspired you to not only pursue singing as a hobby, but make sure you do it as a career, man? That's two questions in one.
Oh man, that's loaded right there, bro. So I lost my virginity to Stevie Wonder, Ribbon in the Sky. You know what I'm saying? Like that was a monumental moment. So whenever I would sing that song to women, you know, but inspirationally, it was Whitney Houston had such a hold on me. Run to You is probably one of my top three favorite songs, you know, Run to You by Whitney Houston, man. And that just something about that, man, just gets me on the right spot. But for me, man, it had to be like a little bit of Michael Jackson. Well, a lot of bit of Michael Jackson, you know, Avant, you know, Stevie Wonder, you know, just these inspirational people for me, you know, and then go on to like just brilliant people that gave everything they had to their music, you know. And if I have the opportunity to do that, which I'm right there at that point where I'm like, this is it for me, you know. I'm on my way to building an empire, you know. Mm-hmm. And and to do something that I love, because I'm also a martial artist too, but to do something I love so genuinely, like, that's the thing, like, just it takes over me, man. Like, because the album, man, it'll be, there's going to be gospel on there, it's going to be country on there, it's going to be, like, soft rock on there, man. It's going to be just these different, it's kind of rolled into one, you know, and for me, that's just something that's spectacular.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question, though?
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. So, you know, you said you're from Kansas City, that's the Midwest. How was the energy when you first landed in L.A. from Kansas City, man? Was it like the same? Was the vibe the same? Was the energy the same? I know the food wasn't the same at all, you know? But how did you feel when you landed in L.A., man?
It was different. You get to press that reset button, man. You know? You get to press that reset button. So whatever you did, whatever somebody did to you, whatever you wish you would have did, you say you've moved far enough away, you get to press that reset button. And I tell people, you can't be a prophet in your own land. And if you're lucky, you know, all right, cool. But it's very difficult to be a prophet in your own land. You got to travel someplace else.
Mm.
How
was it difficult to become a prophet in your own land? Let's go ahead and speak on that, man.
You have too many safety nets. And if you make a mistake, everybody making fun of you.
Mm.
You know, some things can be held hidden and some things are held sacred. Like, if my mistake is something I can learn from, I don't need to share it with somebody else. But if everybody know about it, if I'm trying to hide it to keep from everybody knowing about it, then I hide from the actual thing I'm trying to get, the lesson I need to learn. So hence why you have to continuously repeat the same shit or stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's what goes on with that. So you have those safety nets, and then you have the people that just don't want to see you succeed, and they've known you so long that they don't even have to actually say something to discourage. They only have to say something about your goal to discourage you from doing something. They'll hint at something else, and then it'll plant a seed in your mind. So yeah, that's why you can't be a prophet.
I like
that. And if you got it, you're lucky. Right? Like, there has to be something that comes with that. That's an exception to the rule. But yeah, you got to go someplace else, man. You got to. Because somebody need to hear what you got to say. Somebody need to hear what you have to say that has not respected you where you're from.
I like that a lot, man. But listen, man, we're going to go ahead and do something real special for you, man. You mentioned Whitney Houston, Run to You earlier, so we're going to go ahead and get into this Whitney Houston, Run to You, then we're going to bring you right back on, all right?
All right, sounds good.
All right, brother. All right, stay on the line with us.
Thank you.
Monsters Radio. Listen, William Reed said he liked Whitney Houston, so we had to play a little bit of Whitney Houston for him. You know, yes, we did that stuff. So,
yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, look, no problem, homie, no problem. Before we get into this song entitled Fat Boy, you want to go ahead and tell us a little something about that?
Oh, man, this is big dude season. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is for me. It's just me showing that other side, man. Like, it's just me showing the other side of that sweet spot, man. You know, the edge a little bit, man. Making fun, just having fun, man. Like, that's all this is. Like, I'll let you hear it and you decide for yourself, Fat Boy.
I got you, man. So listen, without further ado, go ahead and introduce it to our listeners, man.
This is one of my singles for my coming up album. Call it Fat Boy.
Keep it locked.
Fat boy, 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 fat boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Fat boy, fat boy. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Back home in your bitch, a big nigga that moves quick. Round me I make frail niggas seasick, baby. You know me, I like them thighs thick. Curly hair, brown eyes, white hair. Don't be surprised, baby, if I dip. Smashing gas at the telly, put your booty on my belly. I ain't on Kelly, but it seems like you're ready. Thicker than grandma's ankle. Thicker than oatmeal, no milk. Thicker than Costco dog food. I like, you know, I like them thighs.
Yeah, right.
I like them thicky, thicky. Thicky, 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 thicky
She like that bigger nigga. She like the bigger nigga, baby. She like that bigger nigga, baby. She got that cushy pussy for a big nigga. She got that cushy pussy. Looking from the front with no surprise. She got them chubby cheek thighs, baby. Let a nigga play with it. Thicky, thicky, bad boy. Let a thicky, thicky, bad boy, fat boy. Bad boy, bad boy, fat boy. Thicker than grandma's ankle. Thicker than oatmeal, no milk. Thicker than Costco dog food, baby. Thicky, thicky. Thicky, 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 thicky. Them childbearing hips. Don't be surprised when I dip. Guacamole with the chips. Just a thicky, thicky. Thicky, 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 thicky. I like them thicky, thicky. Thicky, 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 thicky. Ooh. I like them thick, baby. Let's dip. Guacamole with the chips.
Yeah. All right, play that part. I want to hear that laugh too, bro.
Man, leave me alone with this shit, man. I'm on.
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
Wow, listen, that is definitely one for the books right there. He said, bigger than grandma's ankle. Bigger than Costco's dog food. Like, what is wrong with him? Wow, listen. Listen, I was like, this is a serious song. Like, you were so serious with this one right here. Oh, listen, man. I can't. Listen, we're going to go ahead and run that back one more time. We're going to have to, man. Listen to this.
Look at me. Fat boy. Fat boy, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Fat boy, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Back home in your bitch, a big nigga that moves quick. Round me, I make frail niggas seasick, baby. You know me, I like them thighs thick. Curly hair, brown eyes, white hips. Surprise, baby, if I dip. Smashing gas at the telly. Put your booty on my belly. I ain't on Kelly, but it seems like you're ready. Thicker than grandma's ankle. Thicker than oatmeal, no milk. Thicker than Costco dog food. I like you know thick. I like them thighs.
Yeah, right.
I like them thinking, she got that cushy pussy for a big nigga. She got that cushy pussy for a big nigga. Looking from the front with no surprise. She got them chubby cheek thighs, baby. Let a nigga play with it. Thicky, thicky, bad boy. Let a thicky, thicky, bad boy, fat boy. Bad boy, bad boy, fat boy. Thicker than grandma's ankle. Thicker than oatmeal, no milk. Thicker than Costco dog food, baby. Thicky, 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 thicky. Them childbearing hips. Don't be surprised when I dip. Guacamole with the chips. Just a thicky, thicky. Thicky, 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 thicky. I like them thicky, thicky. Thicky, 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 thicky. Ooh.
only with chips.
Yeah. All right, play that part. I want to hear that laugh too, bro.
Man, leave me alone with this shit, man. I'm on.
Yeah, listen. From now on, I'm just gonna be like guacamole with the chills for like on each show that I do from now on. You feel me? So for now, I don't care if I'm on the radio. I don't care if I'm BJ. I don't care if I'm rapping on stage. That will be the first thing that I will say, man. Oh my goodness. Oh my, like I'm over here. Like listen, I am over here in tears right now, yo. Like real tears, yo. Like, oh my god, man. I like that song just like made me lose everything I wanted to talk about. Everything, man. Oh my god, bro. Like, oh my god. I have to play that for now on each show, bro. I am. Yeah.
Appreciate even, that, bro.
Listen, even when I'm in the club, man, and it's winter, so you know all the fat boys gonna like that one right there, man. See, look, I'm a skinny person, you feel me? But I can still relate to guacamole with the chips, you know? I like guacamole, but I like chips. You know? Shit. Guacamole with chips, you know me? Oh my God. Man, like, I don't even know what else to say right now. Listen, before we go anywhere, man, I just want to go ahead and salute my baby, Sean, looking all pretty and everything. Babe, you like guacamole with chips? Huh? Oh my God, man. All right, listen, man. For those that never heard your music, man, listen, I don't like my whole train of thought is like literally gone right now, yo. Like my tears is like really rolling down my eyes. Like that, man. That just my whole rest of the year. Like listen, 2020 been a fucked up year, but this song Fat Boy definitely didn't put 2020 on the map. Oh man. Where can they find you, bro? I can't do this anymore. I can't. Oh my god, man! Like, listen, like you should really see my face right now. Like, my whole face is like full of tears right now. Like thinking they grab my ankles. You hear me? Like, oh my god, man. Oh my god, man! Like, I just can't. Listen, man. So, all right. Who's coming? Guacamole with the chip, man. Listen, what? Where can they find your music at, bro?
William Reed ENT. Same thing. On all platforms and WilliamReedENT.com.
Oh my God!
So also do voiceover work, weddings, funerals, all that stuff too.
Oh my God, man! What? Okay, guacamole with that chips, man.
Guacamole with the chips.
Why, man? Like what?
With a chip.
That was so random, yo. That was so fucking random. Like who knows? William Reed, man. Listen, so
Will you read ENT?
We got one more song, bro. All right, before we get into this Yogi and Boo Boo, go ahead and tell us a little something about the guacamole and the chips, man. I mean, go ahead and tell us.
Don't be surprised when I dip. Guacamole with the chips.
Oh my God! So go ahead and tell us a little something. I really can't focus right now, man. I am a professional, but I cannot. Lord bless me.
Hey, bro, I'm with you, bro.
Bless it, man. So go ahead and tell us a little something about Yogi and Boo Boo, man. All
right, so this song, man, is about the guy and that girl that's been ran through, man. Like not physically, but emotionally, bro. You know, like that. Like that could like go back to when before we hurt each other. You know what I mean? Like go back to when we were 14, you know, go back to when we were 15, before we had the first tear, or before we found out we, you know, and all this other stuff, before your parents, before all of this stuff happened, you know? And that's the one side of it. The other side of it is Yogi and Boo Boo, you know, a big nigga with little bitty bitches. Like I won't let me protect you. So it's like that. It's like let me be that big guy for you. You know what I'm saying? And it's a sweet song. That's all it is. It's just a sweet song.
Oh my God.
It's like it reminds me of Isn't She Lovely? You know, but it's always for me, I'm that Gemini, man. So it has to have both of those, that light and that dark, man. And both of them have their own sense of humor, you know?
I like that. I like that.
That's what it always plays with.
I like that.
Know?
So without further ado, go ahead and introduce that to our listeners, man.
I can be your yogi. Maybe you can be my boo-boo. Playing it for you.
Y'all ready? Let's do it.
I just had to be next to you. Said I knew it was love from the first sight. I was drawn to you. I had butterflies when I met you. You don't know me.
I can be your yogi, maybe you can be my boo-boo. There when no one wants to help you. Let no other disrespect you. Baby, I will protect you. And play daddy game. Or let me win Monopoly. Tell me all the things that you see in me. I can't wait to get to know you. We can be best
Broadcasting live and direct from your speakers, beating down your block. It's Street Monsters Radio, your official ear to the street, playing your hottest independent rap, hip hop, and R&B music.
So yeah, you guys can reach me at William Reed ENT on Facebook, on Instagram, on SoundCloud, on all social media platforms. If you're looking for me just as an artist, it's just William Reed. But you want to check out anything that's coming up, it's WilliamReedENT.com. Again, WilliamReedENT.com. In the LA area, I'm also doing weddings, funerals, live events, small events like at houses or whatever, anything like that. So again, WilliamReedENT.com, at WilliamReedENT on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all of the above. All right, thank you. Much love. I hope you guys enjoyed the time, you know, and I appreciate all you guys for sure. Much love.
All right, man. Appreciate you for coming on to the show, player.
Yeah, appreciate you too, bro. All right, have a good one.
All right, you too, brother.